Number 67 from October 2009, Making the Same Mistakes. Most of you know that I really enjoy working with my cattle and watching them. However, this has been a bit of a tough year in the cattle business because I lost a cow and a calf. The cow I expected, but losing the calf was an unpleasant surprise. The veterinarian said he appeared to have eaten some toxic weeds. I lost a calf last year to this same thing. It is most likely the nightshade plants growing in my pasture that are the poisonous culprits. I've taken my spade out and walked the pastures, digging out all the nightshade at various times as the summer went by. I thought I had it pretty well stamped out, but one day, while I was checking cows, I found a patch of the infamous weeds and put my leather gloves on to pull it out because the stem has stickers. It was a hot day, and I wiped the sweat off my face with my gloves, never realizing that nightshade was not only toxic if ingested, but also on contact with the skin. The result was that my eyes swelled shut and my face puffed up like a great angry tomato. It must have looked pretty bad because Chaplain James at the hospital wouldn't let me go visit on pediatrics because he said I would scare the little children. Eventually, I had to go see my doctor to get a shot and start a 15-day course of steroids. Now, I don't react very well with medication like that, and I was jittery and wound up on those steroids for at least 2 weeks. Members of the church council can't tell you how bad they thought it was. I didn't really realize it, but from the feedback I got, it was kind of like Cal on crack cocaine at our meeting. I vowed that I would be very careful after that experience. That resolve lasted about 3 weeks. I was trimming all the bushes around the house in preparation for the picnic at the Ponderosa, and there were some vines of some kind growing up through the bushes, but I had my trusty gloves on, so I didn't worry about pulling out those vines. However, without thinking, I again wiped the sweat off my eyebrows with my gloves and woke up the next day with my right eye swollen shut again. The church members were too nice to say it, but I'm pretty sure some of them were saying to themselves, "Well, Pastor Cal, how stinking dumb can you get? Didn't you just go through this a few weeks ago? You really are in the slow learner program." And of course, they were right. It was pretty dumb. I remember what my old colleague Jim Wineski used to say in such situations. He said, "You know, we really don't make many mistakes in life. We just make the same ones over and over again." I think there's a lot of truth in that. We tend to each have our own set of character defects that lead us into making the same kind of mistakes over and over again. Winston Churchill once remarked that he who forgets his past is doomed to repeat his mistakes. We are like the children of Israel in the Old Testament. You can sum up all the books of the prophets in one paragraph. God makes a covenant with the Israelites and promises to be God for them if they will be his faithful people. Then the Israelites are unfaithful and chase after other gods and are overrun and taken captive by some current power. They are miserable and cry out to the Lord to forgive them and save them. God then does forgive them and restores them. Then they start chasing other gods, and the whole thing starts all over again. Is that not like us? We may not chase after the Baals or the Asherim or the other Canaanite gods, but we do forget and chase our own false gods. We chase the gods of money, power, glory, security, and pleasure. We try, like Adam and Eve, to be our own god with similar results. How many times do we need to be taken into captivity before we catch on? Apparently, it's quite a few. How can we be so blessed to have a God who keeps coming to us and coming to us with forgiveness? Praise God that it is true. But don't be surprised if you see me soon with a big swollen face again.